Hey, deserving listeners, it's just me today. I thought today I would talk about racist clients. It's something that is of particular interest today, I guess, given the political climate and the Twitter sphere, as they call it. And I think it's something that doesn't get talked about enough. It's a complicated thing that really requires a lot of thought and a lot of what we call discourse, meaning that you don't just read a book and you're good. You also don't just take a class and you're good. You also don't just get a couple supervision meetings and you're good. It's something that over time, through much conversation with other people, through listening, through experience, through reading, through classes, through supervision, there's as with any complicated topic in psychotherapy, it requires ongoing discourse with the text, with the topic, with the subject. And it's something that is, like I said, not talked about enough, or it's talked about so briefly that a lot of therapists are afraid to do anything, or they act in ways that they think are okay, but are actually overpowering of the client. You know, the therapist will use their privilege to sort of force their political agenda upon the client. And so there's a lot of things to consider. And we live in a complicated world, although I hate when people say that. I shouldn't say that. I should say we've always lived in a complicated world, and it's only recently that we've, at least in the public discourse, have we begin to really look at this. I can't think of a time when racism and sexism was such a daily topic for people today. And I know people on the right get tired of hearing about it. Well, not people on the right entirely, but people that don't want to talk about racism and sexism, let's just put it that way, don't want to hear about it. But it's something that is ever present, and if we're going to change things, and we have been changing things, we're going to do that through discourse and through public discussion around these things. And so to add to that conversation, I thought I would make an episode here, mainly because patron Maria wrote in and asked me to talk about this. She writes, "Hi, Kirk. I'm a Caucasian cisgender woman who is an early career psychologist. I have had a couple of recent experiences where clients will make racist remarks about people of color, usually in the middle of a long diatribe about things that are upsetting them. I have failed to say anything about the comments because I've been so shocked by the remarks, but also because I do not know how to approach the situation. Race was barely addressed in my program, and attempts to consult with other colleagues in this area have been unhelpful. It bothers me deeply that my silence may have been interpreted by these clients as agreement or normalization of their views, but I feel a bit lost on how to approach this in the context of a therapy session. Could you devote an episode to this topic? I think it would be helpful for a lot of psychologists who struggle with the same problem." End of email. Yes, it's an excellent topic, patron Maria. Thank you for writing in. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a therapist and a professor. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So in order to listen to this, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. If you want to hear the full episode and all of our other patron-only episodes, you have to go to patreon.com and become a patron. When you become a patron, we'll send you instructions on how to access all the secret episodes. And also know that you, as a patron, don't have to listen to the vast majority of commercials if those bother you. And also remember that a portion of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support. At this time, we're supporting PetFinder.com, or the Pet Finder Foundation, I think it's formally called, which is an organization that saves pets from being euthanized and by connecting them with loving homes. I, for instance, have two cats that I got through Pet Finder. So, and I've had other animals through Pet Finder in the past. Okay, so that is that. Go become a patron if you haven't already.